For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The spring election will be held April 7th. While you may be thinking you have time to decide if you wish to run for local office, there are deadlines coming up if you wish to appear on the ballot. The final day for filing nomination papers is 5 p.m. Tuesday, January 6th. Candidates for county supervisor must file with the Richland County Clerk. Several incumbents have decided to run for re-election to serve on the Richland County Board. They include Mary Miller, serving District 2, Randy Schoonover, serving District 3, Richard McKee in District 5, Larry Engels, serving District 6, Tiffany Thompson, serving District 9, Carrie Severson in District 16, and Steve Williamson, serving District 17. Several current board members have filed non-candidacy. They are Elaine Hendricks in District 7, Gary Manning in District 8, Julie Fleming in District 19, and Chad Cosgrove in District 14. Shirley Welty has filed to run to serve District 8, and Michael Windle is circulating nomination papers to serve in District 14. In the Richland School District, incumbents Tiffany Thompson and Jill Sharp had filed to run again. A third seat is also up for election, which is currently held by Sheila Troxell. In the River Valley School District, Sarah Karstensen has filed paperwork to run for re-election in Area 4, the Village of Lone Rock, and Pam Gauger has filed to run for re-election in Area 2, the Town of Arena. Kathy Jennings, who currently represents Area 1, the Village of Arena, has filed non-candidacy. Those wishing to run for school board must file with the appropriate school district. For years, Wisconsin school administrators have said the state funding formula isn't fair. Statewide teachers say they're doing the best they can with what they have at a time when children need more support. But rural districts face distinct challenges. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Rural districts face distinct challenges. The state recently announced significant funding cuts for more than 300 school districts across the state, many of which are rural. Those cuts stem from the state budget passed by the legislature. Jeff Idy with the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance says more cuts only exacerbate ongoing staffing issues, federal funding uncertainty, and dwindling resources. And that can lead to hard choices.
We make decisions that have the best impact for kids and least impact on our school district in the end. But that becomes just incredibly challenging when we haven't received as much of the funding.
Idy says Wisconsin's established revenue limits further compound matters by creating inequities between districts. Schools that try to be more frugal end up capped at lower rates and they get less funding. Idy says funding from the legislature hasn't met the rate of inflation for more than 15 years. And all of us have experienced inflation hitting just about everything, including schools, maintenance, utilities, and supplies. Idy says with the right resources, rural districts could be unstoppable.
We do a great job of connecting to the students, the community. Once we have students and or staff come in and be a part of our rural school districts, they just love it. They love being a part of that. They feel connected. They feel like it's a great thing. Rural school districts are the heartbeat of their community and are incredibly important to the economy.
About 40% of Wisconsin and students are in rural school districts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention have launched a new grant program to support initiatives and programs at school districts, law enforcement agencies, domestic violence organizations, firearm retailers, and local governments, among others, to help crack down on crime and prevent violence, including intimate partner and gun violence across Wisconsin. The grant program is supported by about $10 million in federal funding directed by the governor that will invest in key efforts across the state to reduce crime and violence and keep kids, families, and communities safe. Among other critical responsibilities, the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention is charged with connecting the dots between state and local government agencies, including law enforcement agencies, to ensure a whole-of-government approach to prevent violence, including gun violence statewide, supporting and providing technical assistance to local violence prevention and intervention efforts, administering and awarding grants to school districts, firearm dealers, law enforcement agencies, nonprofits, and government agencies to support violence reduction and prevention initiatives. helping develop public education campaigns to promote safer communities, and identifying opportunities to improve statewide policies or laws. Interested and eligible applicants will be able to apply across 5 different categories and subcategories that are designed to respond to various community and public safety needs. Additional information about the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention Grant Program, including guidelines and application procedures, is available on the Wisconsin Department of Administration's webpage. Applications are due Friday, January 16th. A study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that runoff from landfills in the state contain the highest levels of PFAS, according to a WPR report. Researchers first began collecting samples for the study in 2023, seeking to identify the largest potential sources of the forever chemicals in groundwater. Around 2/3 of Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from groundwater sources and could suffer negative health effects like an increased risk of certain kinds of cancer as a result of the PFAS contamination. Researchers working on the study say they collected samples from 16 landfill sites in the state, which showed the highest concentrations of PFAS. They also say they're hoping the findings can help state lawmakers better regulate PFAS contamination. Currently, the Environmental Protection Agency has established drinking water standards to manage the forever chemicals, but there are no federal or state regulations managing their presence in groundwater. The EPA also does not currently require PFAS monitoring or reporting at landfill sites. The Department of Workforce Development has announced that a new round of grant funding is available to Wisconsin's healthcare sector employers to help train workers and fill critical workforce needs. The $2.25 million in grant funds are available through the Wisconsin Fast Forward program to develop and implement a strategic industry partnership program for high-demand health sciences, healthcare, and related occupations. A skilled workforce is vital to economic development and community growth in Wisconsin. A funding or in-kind match of 50% of the amount of the grant is required. Applications must be submitted by 3 p.m. Monday, January 12th. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers host the UWM Panthers tonight at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard asked what's he looking for from his team in tonight's game.
Quite frankly, just we got to play harder. And that's something I didn't think we did. When I watched it in person and going through the film, it was obvious. Good teams will make you look foolish if you don't.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 123-113. Bobby Portis with 25 points, Giannis with 24. It's the first time since October the Bucks have won back-to-back games. The athletic director at UW-Platteville has been fired. Michael Knipe was hired a year and a half ago. No details. University officials say it's a personnel matter. NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons had surgery on his left knee to repair the torn ACL he suffered in Denver 2 weeks ago. The average recovery time is 9 to 12 months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little light snow by late this morning into this afternoon. It's not going to be much, just a dusting with a high right around 28 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 19 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more light snow and a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.